Well, the experience is there. He's been coaching for 11 years. This is a massive opportunity now as head coach of the Rabbitohs. And Anthony, obviously, as we introduce you and say good morning, we've been talking about everything and the fact you're there, mate. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for having us on.
It must be mixed emotions for you. It's a great opportunity, but you see your great mate go as well.
Yeah, definitely, Fats. I actually played Madge back at Canberra Raiders in 1998, so we've known each other for 20 years, effectively, and our family's a very good friend, so it's been a very strange last 48 hours, you know, to see a mate. No, obviously hurting. You know, he's left a terrific legacy here at the club. He's been a very good person and terrific coach, so, he leaves a great legacy, and as challenging as that was, you know, an opportunity was offered to me on Wednesday, and I did take my time throughout the day to consider that. And I was, I wanted to talk to Madge as well, so I did do that in the afternoon and accepted Wednesday afternoon. So, sort of got the media stuff out of the road yesterday, and from this morning, it's work and planning and reviewing what needs to be done here.
Anthony, I don't want you to, divulge all the secrets between yourself and Madge in that conversation, but was there, did you ask him if he could take the job, if he'd mind if you took the job, or what if he kiboshed it, said, nah, you bust. how did it would have been difficult. How'd it go?
Well, we all know Madge is a really genuine bloke, you know what I mean? So the thing is, Madge understands that the board made a decision, and it was the board's decision. And until Wednesday morning, regardless of any speculation, until Wednesday morning, it's the first time that Shane Richardson had spoken to myself or my manager or anyone from the club had contacted myself or the manager. So it was quite a shock to me, be offered the job that day, just a day after Madge's departure. But Shane said at the press conference yesterday, the club was keen to promote from within. And as I said, I was offered the opportunity there on Wednesday morning. So I did say to Rich, I wanted to go away and have a think about things and obviously talk to, one or two people. And I did that. And then, as I said, I was lucky enough to have a chat to Madge at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I signed that afternoon without going into the conversation, Matt said, you've got an opportunity, you worked hard. Doesn't hide his disappointment in not being there because he's been a fixture here for 6 years. So it's very emotional, 48 hours for everyone. I'm glad I got the opportunity to get in front of the players yesterday, in front of the media. And as I said, now I just want to put that behind me and work hard. And I'm really grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, reality, mate. 3 seasons ago, premiership, and then we were hearing the presser, the win-loss ratio, and that always works against a coach, as we know. In terms of what you're taking over and roster, are you confident you've got the troops?
Well, I think everyone would have seen, we've got a really emerging group of young players. I think we've actually had 9 players, 21 a younger player, first grade for us this year, and I think that compares favourably with any team in the competition, including the Knights and then Penrith, with regards to younger players, coming through. So, Cam Murray, Angus Crichton, Tyrell Famona, Zane Musgrove, those types of players have shown a great deal of improvement. They're still very new to the NRL, so what we need to do is make sure they continue on that pathway to being better NRL players. At the top end, obviously, we've got Sam and John Sutton and Greg Inglis coming back into the team, which is going to be a massive bonus. And I spoke to Dane Gagai yesterday, and he's really comfortable working with me. Obviously, I've got a good relationship from the Origin team with Gags. So we add him to the roster as well. So we need to work hard. There's no doubt about that. We need to get better. And nothing's changed from our reviews with Madge earlier in the week, when he was still in charge. We need to get better individually and collectively as a team, and it's my job. And obviously I've got a good assistant coach in David Ferner, who's very experienced. We need to make sure that we appoint another good assistant coach and we work hard as a team and find some improvement. There's no doubt about that.
This is just no ordinary footy club. This is South Sydney. The Cardinal and Myrtle, maybe arguably the most famous of all NRL clubs, Anthony. It's a tremendous opportunity. What I've got to say now is, though, what sort of autonomy do you have as a, and for want of a better term, mate, like a rookie coach coming in, can you sort of say, well, it's my way or the highway, I'm in charge of all recruitment, I'll make all the contract decisions, so on and so forth? Can you be the numero uno? Can you be the man with all the discipline and authority? Or do you have to, as I shouldn't say rookie coach, but coming in as a first grade coach, do you have to sort of blend with other people a bit?
Well, I'll just start with, I am the head coach. So with that comes the responsibility of the football department. Obviously, we have a general manager of football in Shane Richardson, who is a great mentor. He's got a wealth of experience, had success in a number of clubs, including the Rabbitohs when he was previously here. So, we've got a really good mentor there. But at the end of the day, the buck stops with me. I've got a little saying, keep the main thing, which I got off Bellyache. He used to use that down at Melbourne Storm. At the end of the day, I'm about coaching the footy team. Now, obviously, being a head coach, you do need to make some decisions in and around roster and budgets and selections and all sorts of stuff there. But at the end of the day, I'm the person in charge of the football department. Right. So, I'll need to make those decisions and obviously, I can ask people's opinions, but at the end of the day, I've got that decision-making power and whether it's a first-year NRL head coach or Wayne Bennett, who's coached for a long time, at the end of the day, the buck stops with them, so I just need to make sure that I make some really good, considered decisions.
Anthony, in terms of the fact-finding mission to the US as well as a course at Harvard, I think it is.
Yeah.
When did you book that in, mate?
So I spoke to Madge about the Harvard course about halfway through the season. Aaron Greaves, who is the head of coast and player development down at Port Adelaide, he's been a good contact of mine for a number of years. We had a good relationship from when I was working at the Storm. He was at the Melbourne Demons, and he's been at Port Adelaide since 2014. So he recommended me do the course. I went and spent some time with Ken Hinckley and Greavesy down there at Port Adelaide earlier in the year, and he recommended I do it. So I spoke to Madge, and I had a PD allowance in my contract, and Madge gave me the green light to do it. So that's been booked for quite a while. But I'm also going to be in New York, so I'll get an opportunity to go and have a look around the New York Jets. But of most interest is, get an opportunity to spend a day at Google there. So, that's going to be a good eye-opener as well. So, I always good like to you. Do things like this. So, it's part of, developing myself.
Be careful, mate. A few of our listeners have said the New York Jets are the worst team in the NFL. So, just obviously, you'll be looking at their systems.
I think... I've been over to the States a number of times. Yeah. And when I was at the Storm, they used to send me over there. So I've seen a number of the football programs, but it's not always about, the success that the team has. It's, sometimes you learn most from when teams are going through a poor period of what not to do. So, hopefully the Jets are going okay, but, you always learn. It doesn't matter if it's a good environment or an environment that's struggling a little bit. You can always take some things away, and that's I'm pretty selective about what I take away from places, but you're always learning.
Final one from me, Anthony, and you'll hate it because it's a hypothetical. Say Russell Crowe, who happens to own the club.
The Gladiator.
Imagine he says, I want this bloke. And you go, well, no, I don't want this bloke. He goes, no, Anthony, I want this bloke. And you go, no, he doesn't fit into our team. What happens?
Well, I need to be strong. I need to be strong, don't I? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, as I said before, from a football point of view, I'll make the decision. So, obviously, I'll listen to people's opinion, but at the end of the day, I'll make the decisions. As I said, if it comes to a situation like that, I'll have to, I'll have to be really strong. But, I have been, part of me agreeing is, I have final say on selections and recruitment. Yeah. I think that was really important to come into the job. Obviously, I'll lean on Richo and some other senior staff members here, but at the end of the day, I've got an opportunity for 2 years. I'm really grateful for it. And as you said before, it's one of the most famous sporting clubs in Australia, and I'm really proud to be part of it. So, I'll do my best.
It's fantastic, mate. You've worked hard for it.
Yep.
In terms of Russell, I saw the press there. He has made contact with you. If you keep winning, mate, that thumb of his will stay up.
Yeah, that's
It'll
right.
It'll be the right direction.
It's that simple, isn't it?
At the end of the day, we all know that, TK and Slats. Yeah. I mean, I've got a 2-year deal. You know, but I'm, I'm a realist. You know, head coaching is a tough gig, but I work really hard to be given the opportunity. And, you know, what I want to be able to do, I do want to enjoy the experience. I want to be able to, in 10 or 15 years' time, say I gave my best shot. You know what? Yes, and that's all I can do. But it'll be a hell of a story to tell the grandkids down the track, that's for sure.
Yeah, and a famous club too. Well done, Anthony. We congratulate you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. The only shame is I won't be talking to you during the Origin period, which has always been a joy. So I'll have to give that one away, boys. So,
good on you, mate. We've always appreciated your input, and hopefully we'll get a lot more of it now, which is terrific news. Well done. Congrats, mate, and good luck with it all.
Yeah, good on you, boys. Thanks very much.